From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Jessica here. July 25th. The news in 10. Let's start at home. Let's get into it. First, from SiliconANGLE. Anthropic launches Claude Opus 5 with efficiency, safety improvements. Anthropic PBC today rolled out a large language model called Claude Opus 5 to its chatbot service and developer platform. The company says that the LLM approaches the output quality of its top-end Mythos 5 algorithm in many areas, but costs significantly less. Anthropic hasn't made Mythos 5 publicly available. Next. Second, from VentureBeat. Anthropic launches Claude Opus 5, a cheaper AI model for coding, agents, and enterprise workflows. Anthropic released Claude Opus 5 on Friday, a model the company says delivers nearly all the intelligence of its top-of-the-line Claude Fable 5 at half the cost, a launch that signals how the AI race is shifting from raw capability to the economics of daily use. The model, available immediately on all of Anthropic's platforms, is priced at $5 per million input tokens and $25 per million output tokens, unchanged from its predecessor, Opus 4.8. Up next. Third, from Crypto Briefing, Anthropic launches Claude Opus 5 with near Fable performance at half the price. Anthropic launches Claude Opus 5 with stronger coding and knowledge work performance, near Fable 5 capabilities, and the same pricing as Opus 4.8. The post Anthropic launches Claude Opus 5 with near Fable performance at half the price appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, fourth, from Storyflow, Crypto, Daily Crypto Brief, July 24th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief, DEX, July 24th. The crypto read in 5, signal over noise as always. Let's get into it. First, from Bitcoin Magazine, National Fraternal Order of Police gives green light to Clarity Act in latest support for crypto bill. Bitcoin Magazine, National Fraternal Order of Police gives green light to Clarity Act in latest support for crypto bill. The National Fraternal Order of Police became the latest organization to throw its support behind the long-awaited Clarity Act. In a statement Friday, specifically addressed to Democratic Senators Elizabeth Next. Fifth, from Storyflow, AI, Daily AI, Brief, July 24th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Theo, July 24th. Five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most. Let's get into it. First, from AI News. OpenAI iPresence sells Enterprise A. AI agents with engineers attached. OpenAI's. New Presence isn't a product you click order. It's a managed engagement where their forward-deployed engineers and a few partner integrators roll out a custom AI agent for a single business task. Think handling a billing dispute or an IT ticket. Up next. Sixth, from Storyflow, Comedy, Daily Comedy Brief, July 24th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Wit, here. July 24th, 7 pieces of comedy from the open web. Let's see what stuck. Let's get into it. First, from The Hard Times. Metallica finally tracked down and sue the bootlegger who sold Beavis his shirt. Los Angeles. Heavy metal band. Metallica proudly announced that they have finally tracked down and sued the bootlegger who sold Beavis from Beavis and Butthead his signature blue shirt, disgusted sources report. It took over 3 decades, but we finally found the bastard, said drummer Lars Ulrich. And then, seventh from IGN, God of War Lofi release date announced. Comic-Con 2026. So, at Comic-Con 2026, the God of War Lofi panel finally confirmed the release date. It's February 16, 2027. This isn't a huge surprise, given that Sony Santa Monica had already said the game would be on disc, and they're planning to stop making discs in 2028. Corey Barlog, the head of creative at Santa Monica Studio, also talked about the next God of War game, which will be after Lofi and directly connect to her story. This is interesting because some fans are already feeling a little left out by Lofi's focus on Faye, rather than Kratos. We've seen some mixed reactions to Lofi so far, Some people love the combat and visuals, while others are disappointed by the simplistic gameplay in the opening section. And of course, there's the fact that Kratos isn't the main character, which is a big change for the series. We got a glimpse of Laufey's gameplay at the PlayStation State of Play showcase in June, and it showed Kratos and Atreus burning Faye's body, which is a pretty intense scene. But it also showed Kratos popping up again to help Faye, which raises questions about whether he'll make any other appearances in the game. It's worth noting that Kratos is pretty busy with the events of God of War Ragnarok, so it's unclear how much he'll be involved in Laufey. But overall, it's good to finally have a release date for the game, and we'll be keeping an eye on how it all plays out. Next, 8th, from Times of India, Trump confirms Netanyahu's U.S. visit next week amid regional tensions. So here's the latest. I just got word that Netanyahu's U.S. visit is confirmed for next week. Apparently, it was agreed on a few weeks back after a phone call between the two leaders. Netanyahu congratulated Trump on the 250th anniversary of the U.S. founding and praised their close relationship. That's interesting timing given the recent escalation of the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran, which broke down after a ceasefire deal with Iran fell apart earlier this month. I'm guessing they'll be discussing the situation, but no word yet on what specific topics are on the agenda. Up next, 9th, from Kyiv Post. Outspoken Russia critic Volker Turk wins new 4-year UN term despite Moscow's protest. The UN General Assembly just voted to extend Volker Turk's term as human rights chief for another 4 years, with 144 countries in favor and only 10 against. This comes after a tense vote that saw opposition from the US, Russia, and Israel, who all tried to delay or shorten his term. According to reports, the U.S. had initially pushed for a 1-year extension, while Russia and Israel had called for a shorter term or no extension at all. Despite these efforts, the majority of UN member states voted in favor of extending Turk's mandate. And then, 10th, from Le Monde English, OpenLux, how Luxembourg became China's financial gateway to Europe. Beijing has used Luxembourg to invest tens of billions of euros on a massive scale. By acquiring leading technology companies and strategic real estate, it has woven a network that challenges European sovereignty. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.